Aruna, and I'm a staff member in the graduate school at Grand Valley State University. At Grand Valley, we do our best to ensure that our graduate students have as many resources as possible to help them succeed within their program. GVSU encourages the campus to embrace a social justice and intersectional identity approach to diversity, equity, and inclusion work. Therefore, the university has established 4 social justice centers: the Gail R. Davis Center for Women and Gender Equity, the Milton E. Ford LGBT Resource Center, the Office of Multicultural Affairs, and the Peter Sekia Military and Veterans Resource Center. Today, we will be learning more about the Peter Sekia Military and Veterans Resource Center. The Peter Sekia Military and Veterans Resource Center supports veterans, active military and reserves, and military spouses and dependents. This center is named after the late former ambassador to Italy, philanthropist and entrepreneur Peter F. Sekia. This was to honor his service and effort in Michigan's business and social work fields. According to the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, Grand Valley was recognized as one of the top veteran-friendly schools in Michigan for the 10th consecutive year in 2024. This center helps the veteran students to find the resources, programs, and community they need to achieve their academic goals at any stage of their lives. Let's delve into the programs this center offers to the students. The GVSU Veterans Promise is one of the unique programs offered, which ensures and saves a spot for veterans who have been enlisted in the military and have passed high school in Michigan. Grand Valley State University is the first university to offer this program in the entire nation. This program offers admission if you have committed to serve the nation for at least 2 years and are graduating from a Michigan high school. You can also defer your enrollment if needed. This means that we will look at your application materials now and provide you with an application decision. Then hold your spot at GVSU until you are ready to enroll. Your willingness to make a commitment to your country means something, and at least we can do is to eliminate the worry about being accepted to college. You can visit the website www.gvsu.edu/vetpromise/ for more information. Another program for veterans is the TRIO Veterans Upward Bound program, which provides free academic support services to low-income veterans who want to complete degree programs. This program was started in 2018 and has served 125 veteran students from low-income first-generation veterans per year from Kent, Ottawa, Muskegon, and Allegan counties. For more information, you can visit the center at 1 Campus Drive, Allendale, or its website at gvsu.edu/vub. Other programs are the Student Veterans Network, Peer Advisors for Veteran Education, PAVE, Michigan Veteran Entrepreneur Lab, and Military Police Base Training Program. The Student Veterans Network provides support for veterans, active service members, and dependents in successfully progressing to degree completion and moving to post-military careers. You can visit gvsu.edu/veterans for more information. Peer Advisors for Veteran Education is a peer support program that connects incoming GVSU student veterans with other student veterans who are trained as peer advisors. These mentors help new students navigate college life, address challenges they may face, refer them to appropriate resources on and off campus, and provide ongoing support. Another program of this center is the Michigan Veteran Entrepreneur Lab. It gives veterans and military families the skills, knowledge, and opportunities they need to develop and launch a business. For more information, you can visit www.gvsu.edu/mve/. The Military Police Basic Training Program was created for military police veterans interested in transitioning to civilian policing. Grand Valley is known as a leader in the state for police academy training and has been setting the bar for law enforcement for over 40 years. You can visit gvsu.edu/cj/ Police Academy. You can reach out to the center at 661-331-8447 or visit the center at Russell H. Kirchhoff Center for more information. Thank you, and hope you have enjoyed this podcast.